Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There is so much taking place right now. We want to be able to cover what we can with you on today's program. But Israel is preparing as we speak.
Yes, they are.
I mean, think about it. You would never thought this day would happen. But Saudi Arabia is talking about partnering with Israel to be able to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Wow.
Today, the news is reporting.
That's telling.
About that.
And but understand this, too, that these folks who are, I guess, I mean, we have to say, according to the lawsuit being filed in Egypt, war crimes and all that, and the Muslim Brotherhood, this Brotherhood breeze blowing across the Middle East over there, that the first thing that they wanted to do was topple down presidents over there, and the second thing they want to do is topple down kings.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say, for some reason, I can't give you any groundwork to it, but based on a caliphate and what a Muslim Brotherhood you can go to Muslim Brotherhood 101 on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and you can see that this they wouldn't want a king like that. They would want one of their players in there. And so this is worst case scenario for Muslim Brotherhood, for even a Saudi prince, Saudi king, to publicly say that I'm going to partner with the infidel. Dear God, we just thank you for Saudi Arabia standing up for sanity.
Yes.
In that they know that, and of course, that these nuclear weapons would have to fly over Saudi Arabia to get to Israel, and they know that nobody's a good shot over there.
That ain't gonna work.
You remember when the Persian Gulf War was there, and he had all these threats and all these things being said, and I mean just venomous threats. We're gonna kill you. We're gonna annihilate you. And as soon as our troops touched the ground and were launched out, immediately all of Hussein's people started surrendering. I mean, they started like, here we are, we got it, you got
it. White flag.
You got it. Okay, they called us, you know, take down the cardboard people looking target things, the silhouettes that look like soldiers. I mean, they just started surrendering rapidly. The biggest issue was we had different things going on. I'm talking about the Iraq war. I'm talking about the George Bush Senior was president, when the whole world practically got together and said, don't think so. Iraq.
Iraq, yeah.
And it's time for the whole world to get together for Iran and say the same thing.
That's right.
But so there actually, there are reports right now, there's reports that they are talking about standing up with Israel for sanity because a nuclear and empowered Iran means an arms race to the Middle East. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness.
Like an arms race on a city block, one block and another block and another block. It's like, oh, this is about to explode.
This is about to explode. And by the way, the goal would be, this is what startled America in the 60s when President Kennedy was president, since his 50th anniversary is coming up on the November 22nd, is at the anniversary of the assassination, was Russia sent a manned rocket into space. And immediately, this is the fear was, if they can get a rocket up there, that means they can get a rocket on our property. They could land one in New York. They can land one in Texas. That was the big thing was, because they knew that there's a nuclear, everybody was armed nuclearly. Well, they were, and we were. And so the fear factor hit was, if they got something going over our head right now, if they have a manned spacecraft over us right now, it could have a nuclear warhead in it.
Sure can.
It could be a kamikaze. You know, it could be the strapped suicide bomber.
Yeah.
It just showed how vulnerable we were with space, you know, the that if they can get a missile that high in the space, that means they can shoot one. And that's when the reality came, like, wait a minute. We are not in this safe, protective zone. And 60 days before he was assassinated, he gave a speech to the United Nations talking about, listen, we can say we're sovereign all we want to, but that does not keep us from being vulnerable from these missiles from other nations. We have to begin to, the most important thing that we can have is peace.
Mm-hmm.
A sad thing that he said was, as reported by one of his aides, was, I'd rather my children be red than dead, which would be Russian.
Wow.
And understand what, in the context of that, communism removes God from their culture. And I'd rather be dead than right. have to deny my God.
No doubt.
You know That's what I'm saying? Right. And so, but anyway, the, you know, with that, that's how vulnerable we are today. And so if Iran gets nuclear weapons, you're looking at some major happenings taking place. And so they're going to try to stop it. But understand this, since we turned over the whole Arab League over to the president of Russia, to Rush, to Gog and Magog, Lord knows what's about to happen. But I know this. I haven't got a chance to get to it or not. We have so many things we would want to get to. But men tell you the Lord's not going to come back for a million years. Mm-hmm. Some people tell you he's going to come back tomorrow. But the truth is, they don't know, and neither do you. But I know if a weapon like that did land in your neighborhood, you're going to go be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're going to be at the throne room of God.
Instantly.
And you're going to answer for your life. Were you a fan or were you a player? You know, did you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Which means you were a doer of the word of God. You were followed him. And if the whole nation survives, but your neighborhood doesn't, you didn't survive for you. That was your rapture. That was your moment. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Finito.
Yeah. Hmm. And the Jiminy eschatology crickets, you know, it was over for you. And it's so foolish to sit here and argue that and realize when God said, Jesus said, no man knows. Mm. Even Jesus doesn't know. For somebody to give you any projections that allows for darkness to reign in the body of Christ, giving people this mindset that the Lord couldn't come back, is only to assure their death and destruction and internal separation. I mean, you don't know. You just don't know. And as rapidly as prophecy is being fulfilled, I mean, it's being fulfilled so fast that if all we did on our television program and radio program is just kind of start checking off everything. Mm-hmm. We could spend until the Lord returns, which obviously could be momentarily, just constantly telling you, this prophecy just got filled, this prophecy just got filled, this one just got fulfilled, that one just got fulfilled. And the very fact that Russia took over the leadership of the Arab League, who is in Syria on the northern border of Israel, and Russia is hosting the Olympics, was in the G20. I mean, all these things are taking place right now that instantly they could start coming down from the north into mm-hmm. Israel. And it says it'd take, seven months to bury the bodies and seven mm-hmm. years to burn wow. the weapons. And that would be probably the chemical weapons in Syria and probably the weapons in Iran. There's going to be a great loss of life. So all of our Middle Eastern listeners out there, and we just, it so encourages us to know that you're listening. We're hoping we're bringing you hope. Understand this, that God loves you, and you're listening because you're drawn to the Lord, to Jesus. And no matter what others are doing in your community, know that God will protect you and God will keep you. But begin to let your brothers and sisters know that don't come against Israel.
Yeah.
Because it says very prophetically, what's going to happen is that everybody's going to come against Israel. They're going to come in from the north, and look at Syria. They're trying to open Syria up to do that right now. And then God's just going to come down and show himself mighty to show himself to Israel.
Mm.
And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a great loss of life, huge. I mean, it's going to take 7 months to bury the dead bodies. And there's going to be fragments bodies all over the place where they're going to put like little crime scene numbers like to document where they're at. And they're going to hire folks to come and bury these bodies and 7 years to burn the weapons. But think about this. Now imagine you stay faithful to God. You stay faithful to him. You learn about things of the Lord. Continue to listen to VFN Radio and watch VFN TV and get connected. Become a disciple of Jesus Christ. that you can begin to, when you start seeing these things coming, they're coming, that you can begin to preach and their eyes are going to be open because God loves the Muslim people. I mean, you know, if you're there, you know that people, they call you a Muslim because you're just born into a Muslim family. You know, you had no choice. You're just born. And but now you've been born again, and now you can tell them that they can be born again in Jesus Christ and all their sins forgiven and brought into the family of God and have a relationship, all their sins forgiven and restored and blessed and to be prosperous in God. And all the thing the enemy says that he offers, God truly does offer, and he offers it because he loves you and he has a plan for your life. But listen, this time, understand these things are being fulfilled rapidly. Israel's surrounded on every side. The church is surrounded. We're walking out the days like the Jews walked out in Germany right now, and we're just as blind, it seems, that the Jews were during Germany, that this is a whole strategy being brought against God's people. Mm-hmm. We have to begin to wake up and say, you know what? This is not good to be able to have this 53% of college professors that you're sending your kids to school, they feel bad towards evangelicals, and they're renouncing their faith. 50%, I forget how many is renouncing their faith in secular schools, what, 80 something percent or maybe?
It's very high.
They're renouncing their faith. You send your kid that you raised to serve the Lord, you actually send them off to college because that's your alma mater, and pull that up, pull that percentage up there. But maybe 83% are going to deny Jesus Christ as Lord. They're going to renounce their faith. What is it?
71 to 80%.
71 to 80% are going to deny Jesus by the time they finish. By the time you finish paying for their tuition, and some of them haven't finished paying for it yet, they're going to deny Jesus. And 50% of Christians who go to Christian college will renounce their faith. This is serious stuff that's going on right now. And understand, here we are. We're being surrounded right now with people who are in darkness because we're not being the light. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to go tell them that God loves them. God has a plan for their life. We shouldn't cower down. We should stand up and let them know that, hey, that's not true. What's true is God loves you and God will forgive you and God has a plan for your life. And right now, as Israel's being surrounded, the church is being surrounded in the world and in America. And you look at these prophetic words that John Paul Jackson spoke sometime back, and we're in the middle of this being fulfilled. But one thing he says is, you know, what other secret weapon will Israel have? Has she played all of her cards? And this was a headline that God has shown. And the thing about it is, Israel is teaming up reportedly now with Saudi Arabia with Israel, saying we got to deal with Iran's nuclear weapons. This thing going on, but they can't have it. And it's like they're going to have to respond, which means they're about to play a card. They're about to play a card. They have to play a card. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they say, not no more, it's not going to happen anymore. We're not going to let that happen anymore. But then, here's another one, another headline was, John Paul Jackson, you can see this by going to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Israel says a missile hits Jerusalem. Mecca will be hit within minutes. Mm. Think about that. These are the headlines, prophetic headlines by John Paul Jackson. What he's saying is, Israel says, if a missile hits Jerusalem, this is the headline. Israel says, if a missile hits Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. Mm. Think about that.
Wow.
This is where things are at right now. And our Secretary of State, John Kerry, which is actually our president there in capacity of his cabinet, his secretary, is not standing up for Israel. He's telling them, and you can go back and listen to this related article, hopefully here. He's telling your representatives, your congressmen, your senators, your congressmen, don't pay attention to anything the Israelis say.
Right.
And it's like, this is not good. Understand, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what happens to the church, we should stand with Israel. We should stand with her. Standing with Israel, standing with God.
That's right.
And then Hillary Clinton, who used to be the president's wife and secretary of state, I mean, she was standing there and said this stuff about afterlife and everything like that. She says, you know, Israel's concerned about their present life. And it's like, what are you talking about? You're talking about faith and eternal life? That's the whole thing that Paul got stoned And they were after him because he believed in the resurrection. He believed in life after this life. That's pretty important, Miss Clinton. That's pretty important, Mrs. Clinton. That's pretty important. And so understanding this, that the times that we're in, these headlines, and I could read these headlines all day long. And I want to make one prophecy. I want to say one thing so we could have it on the air, too. Is the NFL. So first of all, I want to say Israel's surrounded. Our president's turned over the Middle East to the president of Russia. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.